through church when I was little. Choirs, I've been in church choirs ever since I can remember. First in like a children's choir, then a youth choir, and now the adult choir when I'm around in town. So basketball, RAs, Royal Ambassadors, choir. Sometimes we would do musical theater performances, religious-themed musical theater performances. Other than that, I think that's about it.
And how would you compare maybe service attendance to the amount of people that participated in these extra things?
Well, that depended a lot on the activity. In a lot of cases, it would be me and several of my close friends who I grew up with in the church, seeing on a regular basis, as sort of a core group with friends we would invite from outside of church to attend if they were interested. So.
And were there kind of adult organizations too? You mentioned an adult choir.
Yeah, adult choir. I feel like I know just about all of the adults. Well, I want to say just about all, but I know a huge percentage of the adults at my church. I'm not really ever sure how I got to know them, maybe through my parents, but there wasn't a ton of interaction, I guess, with adults outside of the ministers with whom we would come in contact on a regular basis. But we all sort of fit in with the congregation and with the older demographic through our parents.
Okay. Have you ever seen a wedding at your church?
Yes, on several occasions. Saturdays, Sundays, always, especially this time of year, will be weddings almost all the time. I'll be involved in one of my best friends I met, actually my first friend I met through church, I'll be his groomsman coming up in a wedding, which is why I'm in town right now. So yeah, weddings are very common, especially in the summer.
How would you describe a wedding at your church?
I've never attended one. I've just seen them from a distance, like going out in the parking lot or in the garden or somewhere. And pretty standard, pretty traditional. Reverend leading the service, bridegroom, audience, pretty traditional.
Have you seen any other weddings in the community, like outside weddings or?
I'm sure I have. I can't think of any specific examples.
Can you think of any special customs you've ever heard about people getting married around here?
I can think of a few having to do with Athens, but not any in the Roswell area per se. My understanding is, this could be correct, it could not be, is that most weddings occur in the home churches in the area of either the bride or the groom. So that's my standard impression of a wedding in Roswell.
And what are the other like major churches that you can think of besides the one you attend?
Like I mentioned already, Roswell United Methodist, Roswell First Presbyterian, and Roswell First Baptist, all three of those are on the same street. There's also North Point, that I've attended a few times for 722, which is sort of a huge, huge, contemporary worship service that goes on I think Thursday nights, at around 7 o'clock, 7:30, hence 722. So there's that. There's a Perimeter, big church, big Baptist church at Perimeter that I've been to once with a friend. So those are five that I can think of.
Okay.
Oh, let me give you one more. First Baptist Atlanta with Andy Stanley, one of my grandparents attended.
Okay. How present do you find other faiths in Roswell?
Certainly present. Certainly present. Some of my best friends in the neighborhood growing up, one of whom I see at Frisbee tournaments, because he plays for the Georgia